Hello, it's Monday, the 13th of May in the year of our Lord 2024. We're back with another nightly news. We're here tonight with Christine, Kat, and our lovely Jason. What a weekend! I'm going to start, though, as always, with Kate Watch. Oh my goodness. Badminton horse trials were on this weekend, just gone. Zara Phillips was there, Princess Anne's daughter, with Mike Tyndall, the rugby player, and their children. Rose Hanbury was there, accompanying Camilla. Oh my gosh.
You just couldn't make this up, could you?
You could not. And do you know who Rose Hanbury was standing there? I don't know who this woman is. Charlotte Tilbury? Does anyone know of her? I think she's got a makeup range.
I've definitely heard of her. I
I
don't
don't know
know.
if she was in a, Wives of such and such, whatever they do. Do you know what I mean? No, Manchester Wives or whatever. I don't know who she is, but she's very ginger. Long hair, quite, but she looks manly, to be fair. And I think she's on one of Housewives of wherever, I think. I don't know. But Rose Hanbury was with her. So Rose Hanbury's like up there with lords and ladies. Well, she's Lady Chumbly. And like she's got this, it sounds really bad, but like chav woman she's there with and Camilla. Like, where the hell is Kate? Where is she? But how in your face is that?
Yeah,
Have you all
well,
got
we said
any
that.
questions?
We've been saying that exactly what's going to be happening months ago. So
No,
it's
we
no
didn't say this.
surprise. No,
We
no,
didn't
but
expect this, though. Jeez.
no, but Lou, come on, we were even saying that. Isn't it funny? Rose Hanbury's going to get the case ushered out of the
Yes,
way, then she's going to get
that's true.
ushered in, and she's going to be part of the fold. And obviously, William can't have his son to a single mother, so it's all happening as predicted.
She is the new Camilla and the new Kate.
Camilla is actually stirring. She's the one behind all of this, I think. I don't know. But then we move on. In some entertainment, NikkiSwift.com, the shadiest details to come out about Carol Middleton. What? Carol Middleton is a supportive mother to Kate Middleton, an affectionate mother-in-law to Prince William, and a doting grandmother to George, Charlotte, and Louis. But some shady details about Middleton matriarch have surfaced over the years, even though she's worked hard to keep her personal life private. She's now being called the Kris Kardashian of the social climbers and pushed and meddled completely in Kate's relationship. Then they're going on that apparently she gave William an ultimatum. She's horrible. They go on to talk about all of the debt from her party pieces business that she went bankrupt in, left loads and loads of debt during COVID, and expected the taxpayer to pick up the bill for her debt. So there's been all sorts. And then she's being slandered. She's being slandered. And there's been no statement from the Middletons either. No one's seen them. So, what's going to start happening now, do you think?
It just gets
Anyone?
weirder every day, doesn't it? You know what I mean? The most unlikely of people together. And like you said before, you did say about what's her name, Rose Hampton, and that, she'll be
Hanbury.
out a little bit. And so she is being, if she's with Camilla, do you know what I mean?
It's crazy. It's crazy. So I still maintain it's already gone. The monarchy's already gone. We're watching a movie. And I tell you what, who's ever script writing these last 5 years or so has been absolutely brilliant. I mean, the entertainment value of the show that is going on planet Earth right now. Wow.
It's almost like the soap operas all went away, and now we're watching reality TV, but none of it's real. It's great.
Crazy. It's crazy. So that's the end of Kate Watch. Let's talk Eurovision Song Contest, Catherine.
Ugh. Well, obviously none of us actually sat down and watched it on the TED. Because we're not-
I reckon Jason did.
Yeah, we reckon you did, Jason.
Got me bunting out and I put my speedos on and I got me hula hoops and I got my banners on my balcony and we got the speakers out and we didn't really.
But we've all seen at least some of the posts and videos and pictures and statuses go around on social media. And obviously for Ireland, it wasn't just Ireland, the whole show apparently, I mean, was just purely filth. There was even a guy there, I think he might have been Swiss, I'm not 100% sure, but he actually was naked on stage. He actually had his penis out on stage as well. You had the British version, the UK version, which was a young boy in a bikini singing some song with other boys in leather skirts behind him, so just utter garbage, tripe, nonsense. Stuff, and then you had the Bambi, what was it, Bambi Thug Island. Obviously, the views of her and the controversy surrounding her. I don't know if you noticed how she was dressed. Obviously, she had obvious devil horns and just the pure demonic look, but she actually had the pedo symbol on her forehead during one of the interviews as well.
Wow.
I don't know if you saw it, but she did have it.
I didn't see any of it. You just said it was Switzerland got naked, but it was the Swiss, apparently. I've just looked it up who won it. And it was
then it must have been Finland. I can't remember.
It was a bloke in like this pink and red.
There was loads of them actually. One just, do you know what I mean? Most of them were sort of inverted and whatever. I can't remember the one. There's a photo, I'll send it to you guys, and you can see where his penis is just hanging out, and just the way they were all just massive. It was just a satanic ritual, basically. But the worst one was obviously that Irish one, Bambi Thug. But what got me, and I hope it's not, because they did say to me, and they probably write, look, most of these comments, because I was reading a post from like a generalised, you know, page and whatever, and there were thousands of comments on it. And I was reading through them, and like most of them were saying how amazing it was and that it was so expressive, and they loved it. She was non-binary, and it was a non-binary guy who won the show as well. And I was thinking, surely we can't be that much in, you know, deprivation. I know we are, but what I mean is it can't be that many people who agree with it. Hopefully it was a load of bots on there, because you can't possibly watch that, even as a normie, right? You couldn't watch that and say there was no hidden agenda behind it. And there was a video where she was on like a press conference, her and the thing that was performing with it, looking just blatant pair of demons. And she says, as we know, because we've been speaking about the sex and whatever else and what they're doing, they queering, and they, that Q means queering, and queer theory is anything goes, right? This is how they get into these realms of paedophilia and whatever. So she says, do you know why I'm special? Because I'm queer. And then she screams, I'm a witch in the camera. And I'm like, this is just pure demonic behavior on screen. And anyone who sat down and actually watched that with their kids, if you didn't sincerely regret that decision and just not realizing how it was going to end up, then it's just really piss poor parenting to allow your children to sit and watch that to shit that was coming out. Sorry for my language, that was coming out of that box, because it was nothing but a satanic ritual demon. And they're after children's souls. And I remember years ago, you know, don't get me wrong, we know it's political, right? But years ago, when I was younger and I used to watch it with, you know, it wasn't like that. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't. It was just singing and whatever. And people would watch it as a family. And look what it's got to. Look what it's got to. Like I say, even the other act, you had men in dresses. And it was just unbelievable. It was just like a brainwashing exercise for kids to brainwash them into this way of thinking. There's no other way around it. But I don't know if you saw any of it. Any of those clips anyway, but absolute pure. She got the demonic symbolism in the inner song as well as what she's saying. It's just off the chain, in your faces.
Wow. Well, they're pulling out all the stops, aren't they, Christine?
It's just so disgusting. I mean, you wonder how much deeper and darker can they go. If they tell you in the camera they're a witch, they're casting spells, they're doing these satanic rituals on screen so that you can join them whether you want to or not. That is, when you bring that into your home, you're opening a gateway. You're opening a door. You have to guard your gates. The Bible talks about guarding our eyes, our ears, and our mouths, because those are gateways to the enemy. So, yeah, the music industry knows what it's doing, no doubt.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Wow, right. Well, I'll put a link to that demonic witch and the Swiss. I think it might have been the switch, you know, for just Swiss, because the guy's in a pink little dress.
It might have been
got a pink little skirt on, sorry, a pink little tiny little mini skirt, like it's a little flary one. So it could well be that. So
I will send it to you. But yeah, absolutely pure filth, you know, just for the sake to get into the children's minds as well as the adults. But, you know, we all go after the kids, you know, first and foremost.
So pro-life pregnancy centre. Vindicated after a BBC hatchet job. Oh, the BBC. So, a pregnancy advice centre in Newcastle upon Tyne, run by a charity called Foundation for Life. It's been operating with a Christian ethos for over 15 years, and it offers women advice about their pregnancies while being clear it does not provide abortions. So back in February, the BBC investigative series Panorama aired covert footage of one of the centre's advisor and allowed pro-abortion groups to criticise without challenge, editing out most of what the Pregnancy Advice Centre responded to. So thankfully, the Charity Commission has completely overturned that decision, because they would have lost all of their funding. They would have been struck off and not allowed to be a charity anymore. And this is all the BBC. So yeah, they're at it again. So Jason, what have you got?
Well, our friend that nobody voted for, you know, that little billionaire Indian fellow that sat in the hot seat in Parliament.
Yeah.
Well, he's coming up to an election, isn't he? And he knows he's out on his ear, so he's doing his best to put the fear of God in us by telling us that a nuclear war is imminent between Russia and the superpowers, right on the back of, obviously, his Rwanda bill that fell through in Ireland, and obviously all the coaches being stopped and all the immigration. But he's now resorting to the nuclear threat of, well, you know, all this threat with Russia and all these sorts of things that's all sort of going on. We're all going to get nuclear bombed, and yes, I get a couple of million pounds out of it. So is that his usual stuff? With his propaganda. So it's going to be interesting to see how that pans out with the election, because that's all he's saying it for, is to, you know, the Conservatives are the government that we need in case we do go to war, which he fears is going to happen over the coming sort of couple of years, unless the Conservatives get back into power, and then they'll stop it from happening. So,
what's Keir Starmer going to do, man?
Well,
the hell?
I know, he's worse in a way. I mean, none of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, Keir Starmer is he was head of the CPS, wasn't he? Jimmy Savile slipped through the net.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, exactly.
He's wrong. And actually, Rishi, I saw there was a video on Facebook earlier of him up in Northampton, and he got egged by some young boy, which was quite funny.
Keir Starmer, I think, is more dangerous. We're heading right into, like, even more so into bloody communism.
Yeah.
I'm just going to talk quickly about a Trump rally that went on in Democratic New Jersey, New York. 100,000 people. They did an over, they had a drone up over it, and you would think it was like Burning Man Festival. And you just, they were just coming and coming. I honestly, it took my breath away. And this is in a democratic state. Christine, did you see it?
I did. It was in Wildwood, New Jersey. And we did watch the Trump rally. He was fantastic. You know, when you look at Trump, he doesn't look worried, does he? He doesn't look stressed. He doesn't look like he's chomping his nails and thinking, oh no, what's going to happen next? And I tend to believe that it's done. We've won. And I know we're going to see some things. No doubt they're going to pull out all the stops and do all they can. But when you look at him, he looks like he's getting younger. You know how most presidents, by the end of their first term, they don't even look like they did when they came into the office. By the end of their second term, they look like somebody's grandpa, you know, on their way out. And he just seems to look younger and younger and younger and more energized.
Don't say that, because haters will start coming out with he's on the adrenochrome or something.
No, I don't think Trump's on adrenochrome, but I think it's awesome. I think that you know, he's got this hands down. No matter what they do, the more they throw at him, the stronger he gets.
Absolutely. Just sticking with Trump, actually, he has said and spoken out that on day one of his presidency, he's going to undo Biden's pro-transgender rule on the first day of his administration. It's all going. It's all going. This is nonsense. And it's gone. So there you go. That'd be good here, wouldn't it, Kat? Can you imagine if we had a president like that? Somebody standing like that.
Wales is just a mess anyway, do you know what I mean? It is a mess at the moment.
It really
and
is.
We're fighting here, obviously, but we really have got the worst far, far left government you just wouldn't believe.
It's like the valley of hell.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Of debauchery. You know, and there's the good ones trying to grapple this evil, and it's just demonic.
I know, and this is the issue, you know, we have people in here, but it's quite powerful, you know, what they're doing is really hands-on, it's quite scary, actually, living where I live now, you know,
imagine.
And I know what's going on everywhere, I know that, but we seem to be really far deep in it here. Yeah. That's why they brought that legislation here and didn't bring it to Scotland, England, Ireland. Initially, they brought the lesson resources in, but they legislated it here in Wales first. Do you know what I mean? They come harder on us.
Yeah.
So that's why other countries have still got the opt-out of the sex.
Well, they haven't. Not after that vid. Not after that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What
yeah.
you read out the other night.
They're supposed to have it. But obviously, you know, that's from a legally. They screwed that up because they're supposed to have it. So we can see what we can do with it. But, yeah, that's right.
I'd love to get an update. I'd love to. Maybe you could message her on the link where she commented.
Yeah, no,
can she
a phone call we are. So I'm just waiting for her to get back to me for a suitable time. And we can have a proper chat then and see what we can do, because that's just insane, isn't it? And like I said before, it seems to me that, you know, because we deal with so many different schools, it really kind of is dependent on the teacher. Because obviously there's one other case where my friend went in ready to go, you know, I'm certain using 41 of this case law, blah, 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 for the exemption. She didn't even need to get that far. The teacher kind of agreed with what she was saying and said, we'll make sure she's not in any of those classes. She didn't even ask for the exemption. And yet in other places, they flat out telling them, no, you've got to do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe she'll come on the show. Maybe she can come on the show. We don't need to say her name. Do you know what I mean? She could come on and tell the story.
Yeah. It's nuts, isn't it? It really is.
It's really important to get it out so parents know.
Yeah, definitely. That's why I think the BB, you know, the 9th of July will be a good one as well at in Cardiff. I think it'll be a good one.
It will be. It will be. Okay, Jason, migrants.
Yes. Well, it's a bit close to home. This one is it's a bit close to my neck of the woods because a chap from Leeds called Samuel Melia, a far-right activist, has been jailed after a sticker campaign. Apparently, this lad, 34 years of age, has been found guilty earlier this year for inciting racial hatred in a series of stickering incidents between 2019 and 2021. Melia from Pudsey, which is about 3 miles away from where I live, in West Yorkshire, was sentenced to 2 years in prison at Leeds Crown Court on Friday. Judge Tom Bayliss KC basically said he was the head of a Telegram messenger group with hundreds of handlers in it, a social media channel that generated racist and anti-immigration stickers that were printed off and displayed in public places. So they're really trying to close down. And again, all this fellow is concerned, obviously, about his family and his loved ones and his neighbours and the people that he's grown up about. And he's concerned that there's a boatload of strange foreign men that have come from war-torn countries that are, they've seen probably some of the most heinous of things that you could even not imagine, that are coming over and walking into these, you know, our country and many other countries throughout Europe that are just wandering in and basically getting given everything. And, you know, someone's got to give. And this fella is trying to create a bit of awareness. And he's been branded far right and he's been branded a racist, et cetera, the usual labels that they put on people. And now he's in prison for trying to create a bit of awareness.
Sorry, let me get this straight. He made stickers and they put him to prison for making stickers. This is like Robert Greene when he was handing out the flyers in Aberdeen. I know a bit, little bit different, but wow. But two years?
The judge told him, I'm quite sure that your mindset is that of a racist and white supremacist. You hold Nazi sympathisers. You are an anti-Semite. You hold dear to Nazi sympathisers. You are an anti-Semite. He was also found guilty of encouraging racially aggravated criminal damage, was sentenced to 2 years for on that as well, to run concurrently with the charge of putting stickers up. He's got to serve half of his sentence, then he can get out on licence. So I might just have a little dig around on social media, but they'll probably took all his stuff down now. But yeah, he's been given 2 years for trying to bring a bit of, as far as I'm concerned, the way that I read it is that he's trying to bring a bit of awareness to this unchecked cataclysmic problem that's happening.
Trojan horse.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's like, and I've said it before, you know, all these young men are fighting age. They're big, strong lads, some of them. And they're all riding around on these bikes, getting to know the local areas and keeping fit and sussing out terrains and things like that. And when you go to war, one of the greatest advantages you've got is knowing your enemy's ground, knowing his battlefield. And if you know his battlefield, that's 95% of the battle won.
Absolutely.
Game over. You know, and just to sort of add into that as well, it's very, very funny how you see all these people, they're all being brought over with, you know, they're coming over on these speedboats from all these traffickers. I think one trafficker has been arrested. I forget his name now. I'll send the link in. Last week has been trafficking thousands of these people in, but they're all coming in.
His name's Barzan Majid.
That's
the
fella.
He's the most notorious people smuggler.
In Iraq. Yeah. They call him in Iraq, didn't they?
Yeah.
But these people are coming over with British standard life jackets on and British standard boats and all this equipment. I mean, smugglers aren't paying for that kind of stuff. You know, so who else is helping these people, really?
Let's not
kid ourselves, you know. I mean, it is, obviously, it's an orchestrated event. So. Yeah, I don't know if it's to breed us out or to put us in a war or to create chaos. Yeah, I've not quite put my finger on, but it's not good what's happening there.
Brilliant.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that was to send a clear message as well, wasn't it? Yes. The reason that guy has been sentenced is to send a message to the rest of the people. It's not going to work, but they've tried to do, you know. It's absolutely unbelievable that somebody can go to prison for stickers. Do you know what I mean? Freedom of expression, whatever you want to call it, is what it should have been. And yet a paedophile will get a smack on the wrist and an 80-pound fine.
Do you know what I mean?
I just saw this on Truth Social, and we're talking about funding and who's funding these. I find this interesting. It says, "Send in the clowns." It's by Eric Bowling. He said, "Struggling Joe Biden is getting help fundraising from Obama, George Clooney, and Julia Roberts."
Wow.
Isn't it funny how, right? So, you know, we know the ones that are truly behind this are losing their money because it's all being taken because they're child traffickers. So they really can't afford to do what they thought they were going to do.
Hence all the money going to Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
Hence all the weapons and the money going to Ukraine so it could be laundered through Ukraine.
Exactly.
Out to them, because they're being taken down. This is why Ukraine's going on.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, what a show. What a show. Well, that's it for tonight, everyone. If you want to help support the show, if you get Clive DeCarle's product, if you want to click the link on the page or in the description box, that would really help us out. And go visit Clive and get your products through our Liberty Tactics link. That would really, really help us out. And you'll be help supporting this show as well. If you want to buy us a coffee, please do. That's it for tonight. We will be back on Wednesday. We may have a prophecy watch tomorrow. It may come Thursday, maybe both. But we will be back with the news on Wednesday. And I'm actually talking to Mark Devlin on Wednesday as well. We're going to do another series of the hip hop and the Diddy stuff. So that's it. God bless. Say goodnight, Kat.
Good night, guys. God bless. Be back Wednesday.
Christine.
Thanks for listening.
Jason.
I'm not a scouser. I'm not a scouser. Stop it. I'm not a scouser. I'm from Yorkshire. That's like saying that Irish man sounds like that African man. But on the back of
it's not. At least we're in, like, they're different
cultures. It is. Listen, we speak like this up here, right?
You're racist now, aren't you?
You're county racist.
Oh, wow.
County racism.
Andy's
a bit Indian as well. So you could play the racist card on every level right now.
Listen, I often
I'm going to get cancelled.
No, good night, everyone. Great. Be always be true to yourself, but good night, said Paul O'Grady. All right.
I was going to say, you sounded just like bloody
Paul O'Grady.
What was it? Lily Savage, wasn't it?
Hey. Yeah. You leave our Maggie alone, all right.
Say good night, Jace.
Yeah, say good night, Jace.
Good night, Paul O'Grady.